The book of Hebrews, Hebrews chapter 3. You know, we're coming up on the day that is celebrated. This is a scary thing. Do you have any idea how much money is spent on Halloween? This is scary. Last year, now, and they're projecting that this year is going to surpass last year by a considerable amount. Last year, $9.1 billion spent on Halloween. That's a scary, a scary amount of money. It gets spent on something that is caught up in make-believe. The deceit, you know, to fool others with a mask. The scary aspects of it. And unfortunately, the inhibitions that come down. And so many immoral things that are laughed about. Just glossed over. But that's what I want to preach about today, is the deceitfulness of sin. Hebrews 3 and verse 12. Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. But exhort one another daily, while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. Say that with me. The deceitfulness of sin. For we are made partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end. Praise God. Some powerful and positive things that are stated there, and parenthetically around this problem of the deceitfulness of sin. You may be seated. Now, we know in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. And a powerful, powerful statement there that the scriptures begin with. We also know that the Lord looked at the beginning in terms of the deceiver. In John 8 and 44, he was not winning many points here with those who questioned him, who opposed him, and who were outright rejecting him. When he told them, ye are of your father the devil, and the lusts of your father you will do. Then he goes on to describe the deceiver. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there's no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. Now, John would repeat that claim from the beginning in 1 John 3 and 8, the devil being a sinner from the beginning. No truth, a life taker, a murderer, a liar. He lied to himself. He lied to the angels. He lied to Adam and to Eve. And he lies to people today. The deceitfulness of sin. 2 Corinthians 11:14 says it's no marvel. And I suppose that we should be aware even more so in this day and age at what the devil is attempting to do. No marvel. Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. An angel of light that would appear to be beneficial, that would appear to be true and accurate and authentic. an angel of light that would excuse behavior and actions as though it's okay. It's all right. But we know that the scripture would proclaim the judgment upon Satan and upon his deceit. The apostle in verse 13 makes mention of false apostles of Christ. And in verse 15, false ministers of righteousness. It would seem as though that effort at deceit was becoming more and more widespread, and the importance being underscored of walking in truth, holding on to truth and not letting it become distorted nor letting it become watered down. The scriptures oftentimes are twisted, Peter said, twisted to their own destruction. Those who are untaught, those who are unstable, those who do not want authority over them are going to change the Word of God to their configuration that is more comfortable and more convenient for their thinking. But in the process, they twist that scripture, and the outcome is going to be their own destruction. Untaught produces, unstable produces, twisted scriptures. And Satan is the one who authored that. Satan is the one in the presence of the Lord who took Psalm 91, a beautiful psalm, a psalm that we take comfort in, and he twisted that scripture, trying to tempt the Lord and to bring him into a place of disobedience to the word that he wrote. But, oh, I'm thankful we can follow the example of the Lord. It is written, praise God, and not succumb to the temptations of the devil. Romans 16 and 18 talks about those with good words and fair speeches. A lot of times, good words and fair speeches are what we hear from individuals who are tempting, and certainly from the deceiver who is trying to move you away from serving the Lord. And the good words and fair speeches, however, are designed to deceive. They don't serve the Lord. They don't further the cause of walking with God. They are there to deceive. And it's amazing that people would convince themselves, if I was in a better situation, if things were going more smoothly for me, then I would follow the Lord. Then I would be obedient. Then I would. They put all kinds of conditions on their service to the Lord. Adam and Eve were in paradise. They had everything going for them, nothing working against them. And yet the deceiver showed up, and they followed his word. God, help us today to be determined in our hearts, determined in our minds. I'm going to follow the Lord. I'm not going to follow the one who is a deceiver. Amen. And make sure that I'm in the place where I can call upon the Lord and know his strength to minister in my heart, in my life. Amen. Even after the 1,000 years of peace that are going to be upon the earth when the Lord comes and the devil is shut up in the bottomless pit for 1,000 years. Even after that time, the Bible says he is coming forth to deceive. The deceiver. I'm glad Jesus is not a deceiver. I'm glad he said, let not your heart be troubled. Amen. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would tell you. He's not trying to string out a fairy tale. He's not trying to trip you up in a fable or a legend. No, he says, I go to prepare a place for you. And where I am, there you may be also. Thank God, that's what we can put our trust in. That's what we can call upon the Lord for and not let our hearts be troubled. But the Bible lets us know in the end times there is going to be deception. Jesus talked about it in Matthew 24 and verse 24. False Christs, he said. False prophets. Even signs and wonders. Signs and wonders that could possibly even deceive the very elect. Oh God, help us to be anchored in the truth of God's word. the truth of the word of the Lord that is going to keep me on the plane and on the path that I need to be walking and not going in the direction of those who are going to become worse and worse. Paul said that evil men and imposters are going to grow worse and worse. It's going to become worse, not better. Deceiving and being deceived, so that deception has no boundaries. It'll enter into a marriage. It'll enter into a home and a family. It'll enter into your heart and mind to where you would be convinced that your actions are okay. It's not hurting anybody. It's going to be all right. I can take it or leave it. No, there's a deception that comes forth that is designed to imprison. But oh, thank God, I know a deliverer. Amen. I know one who is able to break deception. Praise God. How ironic that those of the chief priests and the Pharisees came to Pilate and said, "We remember what he said." Now, it would have been interesting if they would remember the prophecies from the Word of God about the Messiah. If they remembered the power of the Lord and the truth that he spoke and how that he revealed his greatness and his power as being the I Am. It would be wonderful if they could remember that and fall on their knees in repentance. But here's what they said. "We remember that that deceiver said he would rise on the third day." A deceiver? Call him a healer. Call him a deliverer. Call him a way maker, a miracle worker, a promise keeper, a way in the darkness. But don't call him a deceiver. Amen. I'm glad they didn't call him boring. I'm glad they didn't call him uninterested, ineffective, a showman, a fake, and just someone who lies. They didn't call him that. Praise God. But oh, I'm thankful that I know I can call him Lord. I can call him God. I can call him Savior. I can call him Deliverer. I can call him the one who loves my soul unto the death. Thank God for the power that he brings forth in deliverance. Praise God. Praise God. Amen, amen. And it's true, Brother Bartlett, that John 3:16 is widely recognized as a powerful scripture of Christianity. And unfortunately, it has become more of a slogan, more of a saying, more than what it really needs to be, is scripture that grips our heart. Verse 16 of that chapter, John 3, is emphasized so much. They need to go back to verse 5 through verse 8. And understand, this is what the Lord said as well. They don't cancel each other out. This is what you do when you believe. This is what happens when you believe. You are born of the water. You are born of the Spirit. When you take action on the basis of your belief that you are baptized in the wonderful name of Jesus and you are filled with the Spirit of God and begin to speak in a language that you don't know or understand, thank God, the supernatural evidence of what the Lord desires to put in our lives is there. And thank God, it's not deceit, but powerful in the name of the Lord. And that pattern of water and Spirit was one that was continually followed by the apostles in the book of Acts, chapter 2, chapter 8, chapter 10, chapter 19. Paul alludes to it in chapter 22, talking about his own experience in the Lord. Thank God it's powerful. Thank God it works. Amen. And the blessing of the Lord is there again and again. A love of that truth. A love of that truth. A knowledge of the truth, certainly. But a love of that truth is what is so important. 2 Thessalonians 2:10 talks about a love of the truth that will bring salvation. And then the apostle goes on to warn those at Thessalonica about the deceivableness of unrighteousness that causes people to perish. The deceivableness of unrighteousness. Amen. Now, Titus 3:3 makes mention of being deceived and how at one time in our lives we were foolish, we were disobedient, We were serving various lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another. And that lifestyle was so negative, and it pulled down and instead of lifting up. But the problem is the deception. Deceived. But oh, I'm thankful. That passage goes on in verse 4 to talk about the kindness and love of God, our Savior, that changed us. Didn't leave us the way it found us. It changed us with a positive change, with the power of God that would be made known. And verse 5 talks about the washing and renewing, the elements of the new birth that are repeated here in the letter to Titus. Thank God for the washing of regeneration in the name of Jesus in the waters of baptism, and renewing of the Holy Ghost as we are born of the Spirit. Thank God there would be that emphasis, there would be that underscoring, there would be that underlining of what we know to be so great. In verse 6, he talked about it being shed abundantly upon us, or poured out abundantly upon us. And thank God that we know we can be partakers of Christ, just like the text let us know, partakers of Him, partakers of His blessing, partakers of His power, partakers of the reality. Now here's the problem. Your heart is the problem. Jeremiah 17 and 9, the heart is deceitful above all things. What? Above all things? Above every trick and every masquerade? Above every transformation of Satan into an angel of light? Above all of those things? Yep, that's the problem. That's the problem. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. It's the Lord who searches the heart. It's the Lord who is able to change our hearts. Praise God. But deceit, this is what deceit does now. And we see this in the scripture that we read in Hebrews 3. Deceit hardens the heart. That's why the writer is giving such a warning about the deceitfulness of sin. It hardens your heart. The sensitivity is gone. The soft, pliable aspect of the heart of the Spirit working upon it is gone. And it causes a departure from the living God. To fall away, to crucify the Lord afresh, to put Him to an open shame. It's an evil heart of unbelief departing from the living God. Thank God for a change that the Lord makes. Thank God for the change. Amen. I'm reading in Ezekiel now, Ezekiel and all of the visions that he saw and all of the situations that he observed. I'm so thankful that I can come every now and then to a passage in the scripture where the Lord says, I'm going to give you a new heart. I'm going to give you a new spirit. Praise God. I grab my pen and I quickly underline that portion of the scripture. And then I continue reading and scratching my head and trying to figure out, Ezekiel, what in the world are you talking about? What's going on here anyway? And I find it again. I'm going to give you a new heart. I'm going to give you a new spirit. Praise God. Thank the Lord for that power and that blessing that the Lord would put within our hearts and within our lives. Amen. Thank God for repentance. A change of heart. Thank God for baptism, the answer of a good conscience unto God. Thank God for the outpouring of the Spirit of God, His peace and His power and His greatness within you, greater than he that is in the world. Amen. Amen. But how amazing. How amazing in our society for there to be a national secular society that rejects the superstition of original sin and offers to people who were baptized as a child, offers them a certificate of de-baptism. A boy who was baptized at 5 months old. Now, we understand that's how some churches would operate. He stopped believing in God and stopped going to Sunday school at age 11. And he was seeking now for a de-baptism certificate that said, I reject all its creeds and other such superstitions, in particular, the perfidious belief that any baby needs to be cleansed of original sin. Now, we know that repentance precedes baptism. Death precedes burial. Amen. And then there's resurrection. Praise God. But oh, I'm thankful that the truth of the Word of God is what I hold to and what we know and understand to be so wonderful. Praise God. I'm thankful we dedicated Lillian. I'm thankful the parents dedicated themselves to the task of raising that precious little girl. Amen. And grandmother stood with him. Grandpa stood with him. Amen. All the family stood with him. We're going to raise that child in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. And eventually, should the Lord tarry, there's going to come the day that she will be baptized in the wonderful name of Jesus and filled with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Speaking in tongues as the Spirit of God gives the utterance. Thank God for that truth that is powerful and wonderful and timeless. Hallelujah. And stands in the face of all deceit. Praise God. James 1:22 says to be a hearer of the word and a doer of the word. Otherwise, you deceive yourself. Make progress in that word. Praise God. Let the bountiful benefits of the Lord be there, and don't let self-deceit come to rob you and to hold you back. Amen. Hebrews 6 talks about the benefits that come with salvation, to be enlightened and to taste of the heavenly gift, to be a partaker of the Holy Ghost, to taste the good word of God and the powers of the world to come. Praise God. I'm thankful that tasting is part of it, because what you put in your mouth becomes a part of you. Amen. And through your mouth, you are giving expression of the power of the Lord. By one Spirit, we are all baptized into one body, whether we be Jew or Greek, whether we be bond or free, the apostle would say in 1 Corinthians 12:13, and have all been made to drink of one Spirit. Praise God. Oh, thank the Lord. The evidence is there. Be not deceived. Now, the apostle gets very direct in 1 Corinthians 6. And he flat out says that you're not going to go to the kingdom of heaven if you do these things. You don't hear that so much anymore in the world today. Sinners need to be saved. Sinners need to be changed in order to enter in. But the apostle does say, such were some of you. That was your behavior. That's how you used to act. That's how you walked in deception. But now, don't be deceived. Let the name of Jesus and the Spirit of Jesus bring a change to you. Praise God. And thank the Lord, we can walk in that truth. Again, the Lord admonishes, be not deceived in Galatians 6:7. God is not mocked. There are those who would laugh behind their hand. There are those that would smirk. Those that would feel like they're getting away with something. They've fooled others. They've fooled those who are important in their lives. But you're not fooling God. That's the reality that needs to come home every time. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man sows, that's what he's going to reap. And oh, the harvesting is so much harder than the sowing. Thank God, there can be a change from sowing to the flesh to sowing to the Spirit. Amen. So that there would be a reaping of life everlasting. Praise God. Thank the Lord that there would be that power that he would make available for us. So again, our heart needs to change. And thank the Lord, we know one who can change it. Amen. And the faith of the Lord is going to bring about that change. Not an evil heart of unbelief and departing from the living God, but a heart of believing and that's submissive to the Lord and drawing closer and closer to him. Praise God. Obeying Scripture and not self. Obeying the Word of God, the eternal Word of God. Not being a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the word. Thank God we can be both a hearer and a doer. And self-deception then vanishes away. Praise God. And I walk with him and serve him and know the power that he reveals so that I can continue on my life with him. Praise God. Stand with me now, please. Many spirits that are unleashed upon the world today, spirits that would bring captivity, spirits that would bring deceit, spirits that would seduce and say, that's okay, you're not doing anything wrong, there's nothing bad with what you're doing, it'll be all right. And shame and pain brought to families and to people. But thank God the Lord knows how to deliver.
Yes, amen.
Amen. Thank the Lord that there's healing of the brokenhearted. There's recovering of sight to the blind. There's a setting at liberty, them that are bruised. There's deliverance for the captives. Praise God. And that's not deceptive. The Lord read that scripture, handed the book to the rabbi and sat down and said, this day is this scripture fulfilled in your hearing. Their eyes were fastened upon him. They were amazed. They were astonished. They thought, how can he make that statement? How can he claim that power? But oh, right before their very eyes, they saw it fulfilled again and again. In their own experiences, they recognized his hand at work and his mercies coming forth. And thank God it continues today. It continues today. Praise God. All the lies of the enemy, all the lies of Satan, those backsliders praying through in Whitehorse, the lies of the devil that would try to hold them back, saying you've made too many mistakes, you've sinned too much, you've gone beyond the reach of God's love. You might as well quit. You might as well give up. You might as well just go another way. But the lies of the enemy were defeated. Praise God. And they felt the power of God come flooding into their lives again. They raised their hands in surrender. Hallelujah. And let their heart become tender before the Lord again. Not deceived. Not hardened. Praise God. The blessings of his love and mercy poured forth upon them again. Oh, thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Amen. All of the deceit of the enemy done away with the love of the Lord that is extended to us in his comfort and his spirit. Thank God for his power. Amen. Amen. The deceitfulness of sin, unfortunately, is capturing more and more. But you shine as lights in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation. Amen. And oh, I rejoice in the deliverance that he's given. Can we come and pray today? Let a determination come up within our hearts. Let a focus be in our minds. I'm going to hold to truth. I'm going to buy the truth and sell it not. I'm a partaker of Christ, and I'm going to hold my confidence steadfast unto the end. Praise God. I rejoice in the beginning of that confidence, and I look to the end of that confidence. Praise God. It's going to bring me into the presence of the Lord. Being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Oh, yes. Praise God. The devil can't take that away. Oh, hallelujah. Let's give praise to the Lord right now.